Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey will be joining us later, and Lou may not be joining us at all because Lou is the week, much like you. You're all the week.
Oh, whatever.
I'm pretty sure all of you are horrible people. And
no, I got real people problems. Okay.
I know you may be the only one with an excuse. Mick's excuse is that he likes sports. That's Mick's excuse, always.
Oh, well, actually, the game had just went off. The game, another game don't start up until 6:30. So I don't know what his
problem
is.
There's two
of
them
here. And here's the 6 o'clock over here. Talking shit over here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Listen, I got a busy city, metropolitan, cosmopolitan life over here, you know what I mean?
Nigga, you ain't
I mean,
got shit. You live in Jersey in the suburbs.
I got
as busy as you are is with your fucking dog, nigga.
No, for real. Hello, that little son of a bitch. My man right there.
Mouth
and Mick's excuse is, see, if Mick was getting laid, it would be okay. But since he's not, there's no excuse.
Well, this football game.
I hope something
the football game.
Super Bowl for this.
Yeah, really. I'd be damned.
Thank you.
That game was embarrassing for New England, I think.
They got their ass handed them?
Pretty
much. 27-3?
No,
they
like
lost by 10. They lost by 10 points.
But
so
a long
it
time,
it was New England versus the Broncos, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, Denver pretty much dominated the whole game. Like it wasn't.
Yeah,
really
the whole game.
Yeah.
They
so
made a rally
Tom
toward
Brady?
The end.
What?
That he sucks.
What's up with the Golden Boy Tom Brady? What's up with him?
Yeah, exactly. Sucks. F him.
He sucks. Peyton Manning's way better.
I don't like him either, but that's true.
Way better. He's like autistic when it comes to throwing. It's just like the pass is like, you know what I'm saying? He's the Rain Man of passes.
Right. He might be the Rain Man in real life because he doesn't seem like the sharpest tool in the shed, like outside of football.
Oh, my God.
Who's this, Tom Brady?
Really?
No,
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
So.
A football player, not so sharp.
Quarterback out of the Broncos.
I know, who can thunk it, right?
No, man, that's fucking wow.
Well,
craziest thing I've ever heard is a football player. Well, I mean, honestly, though, like the intricacies. I was reading this article the other day about the intricacies of what it takes to be a part of the play calling process, like on the field
right.
while it's happening.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the quarterbacks are mic'd. And they have a headset inside their helmet that
mm-hmm.
the coach or the play caller, whoever it is talking to them. And there's, you know, like they have to make the calls based on what the other team does during the scrimmage. Like when they're calling, all of that shit that they're saying actually means stuff. Like it's not.
Yeah, just, the thing with Peyton Manning though is that he basically does it himself. Like the coordinator will like tell him like. A couple of different options, and then Peyton Manning will go up to the line of scrimmage, and based on like what he sees, that's when he
right.
starts going through his all his you know machinations and all his crazy talk and everything else.
Oh, big word, machinations.
Can you spell it? No, yeah, he's like I said, the Rain Man of passes is like
yeah.
the coach
he's like
may
he's
make
like a puppet master.
Yeah, the coach may make a suggestion, and he'll be like, no, fuck that nonsense. Oh, my ha!
Right. Exactly.
There you go. 25.
Are you ordering food?
No, I'm waiting at some shishi restaurant. What's it called them again? Momofuku?
What?
Momofuku.
What?
Yeah, it's bullshit. But
I really
I'm here for
no
a friend's birthday. I'm here for a friend's birthday. You can't hold it.
What is a momofuku?
I don't know. It's noodles, some bullshit.
It sounds like a disease. Like,
seriously.
I got that momofuku.
Yeah, it doesn't. Honestly, it doesn't sound edible.
No.
Sounds like
everything,
it's an STD.
The entire place is decked out in birch wood, like light-colored wood. But yeah, it's just horrible. But yeah, I'll make sure to get some chicken wings before at the bar.
Just to change the subject, but go back to football. You guys hear about the new reality TV show that's coming out on Discovery Bio called Friday Night Tykes?
Yes, I saw a commercial for that today.
No, the answer is no, and no, and really, really, just no.
It's basically
no.
It's basically going to be like that. It's basically going to be like that show. Those shows about like moms who, like, force their kids into beauty pageants, but for football.
Yes.
Poor kids.
The new controversy is, of course, you know, are they exploiting these kids and, you know, the brain injuries associated with football and being so young.
Why is that a controversy? Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I think everyone agreed on that.
Yes.
Massive brain damage.
It was like on Sanjay Gupta's little show on CNN, they brought some parents on there that has a son in one of the leagues, and they say, no, it's for fun. He loves football, this, that, and the other. You know, it's not for scholarships and hopes of him going on. But they're from Texas, and football is God in Texas, so you know.
I would watch if it was like Snoop's League and Snoop's kids, but I don't really care about these Texas people.
I would watch it if the show was hosted by Snoop Dogg. That's the only way I'd watch
it. No, unfortunately, no. But Snoop Dogg's actually a good football player, believe it or not.
Really?
He is. Yeah, he's a good receiver.
I heard that about a couple of different people, actually. I heard back in the day, Dr. Dre was a pretty good receiver, too.
Called on this show.
Oh, and Lipstick on his album.
Drake is. Drake's going to be on Saturday Night Live. He has a little skit about him being black and Jewish. And
he hasn't been on it yet.
No, but
he's going to host it?
He's going to be on it.
He's going to be on it?
He's not hosting it, though. He's going to be the musical guest.
He's not hosting musical guests, but they put him in a skit, too.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, they put musical guests in skits. It happens, but I'm just glad he's not the host. Like, I don't think I could handle that.
Yeah, that guy,
I don't think he could sustain the show. He couldn't sustain the show that long if they put him on.
Wasn't that last night?
Yeah,
I thought that was last night.
It was.
I didn't see it.
It was on the show.
So he was on it already, Christy, you fucking crackhead.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that he made a little skit and all that good stuff.
What was the skit about? What was the sketch about?
It was retarded. Just put it that way. You can go on YouTube and watch it if you have the time.
Can you just give us like a quick summation, like it? Is it about him being black and Jewish?
He makes a little rap. I think it's like at some little girl's bat mitzvah or something like that. And not funny, really.
I think what they should do is they should get Little Wayne on Saturday Night Live and just do like a Gremlins themed episode.
No, Little Wayne would be on that scissor.
Just, like, pour water on Lil Wayne, like, periodically throughout the show to spawn more Lil Waynes.
We'll just wait until after
midnight. The world needs that. Weren't we supposed to be talking about serious topics?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But real quick, the reason that I could never... Actually, this might be a really good reason for me to be a gremlin, is because the moment that you spawn more than one of me, like, it'll just evolve into, like, a total mic-on-mic, like, ass-fucking, dick-sucking, fucking crazy, you know, clone masturbation session.
So your gremlins would have sex with each other.
Yes, people need
to
see
like
that.
And then the more you make of me, like, the bigger the pile of gay mic-on-mic sex is going to get.
Interesting.
Why is that a good thing?
It's a good thing for me.
Oh, the original.
Good thing for all of the me's involved.
Maybe you number seven. It's not such a good thing. He's like taking it all in. But you.
Well, I mean, one of them has got to. There's got to be one me who stands back and records it, you know, while masturbating.
And then another one of you that's crying quietly in the corner.
No, that's all of us.
Oh.
You just rotate, take turns, and shit in the corner of shame.
Yeah. Like, everyone has to take them. There's, like, a designated break time to go and cry in the corner. But anyway, we do have some somewhat serious topics to get to. Something I want to bring up real quick is apparently one of the members of the Olympic Committee, and I think this guy actually in his rhetoric is kind of exposing exactly what the problem is with the Olympics in general, in my opinion. But he said that
I guess there was a there was some kind of controversy because I guess four of the Olympic athletes that are being sent to Russia by America are lesbians. Does
yes.
anybody know about this?
Yes, because Obama personally made it his mission to send lesbian people over there, Billie Jean King and a bunch of other retired athletes
right.
that are gay and of the gay and lesbian communities going over there.
Which I agree with because I think Russia's fucking ass backward when it comes to that shit. But this is what the Italian member of the Olympic Committee said. He said, it's absurd that a country like that sends four lesbians to Russia just to demonstrate that in their country, gay rights have been established. The game should not be an occasion and a stage to promote rights that sports supports daily. So what he's essentially saying is that the Olympics, which is just a completely kind of, it's supposed to be like a good-natured competition between countries.
Yes.
To see who's got the better
goodwill.
Who's got the better people to throw things and jump high and run fast and stuff, I guess, right? That's the whole purpose?
Yes.
Well,
it's an athletic spectacle.
The Winter Olympics is a cross. That's another story. Go ahead.
It's an athletic
spectacle. The Winter Olympics is basically who's the richest.
Right.
Well, in some good news, the Jamaican bobsled team actually qualified this year.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
So we'll be seeing them. But
cool
here's
three.
This Italian, Mr. Pescante goes on to say, we've seen boycotts, concerns over Aborigine rights in Australia, the Tibet issue in China. It's enough already. There are always going to be issues wherever the games are held, but the best way to combat these issues is by letting the games unfold and sending thousands of journalists to these places to report on what is going on there. What is going on there is games. That's what's going on there. Like you want to put your fucking games in a country that, I mean, let's face it, like athleticism is something that is completely and utterly tied into the gay community, especially the female gay community.
Exactly.
Right. You know, you kind of can't, and I don't like the idea of separating, you know, what's essentially boils down to some sort of gesture of international politics from actual international politics. I don't agree with that in any capacity.
Well, it sends a message. That's what it's supposed to do. Well, the idea is it sends a message.
Well, what message is supposed to, when you decide to put your games in a country that has a massive, I mean, we're talking, like, at this point, it's becoming a human rights issue. It's becoming people are being abused. And this is not, obviously, he's right in the fact that it's not the first time that there's been controversy in a particular country. But my question is, why is that okay for them to just say, oh, let's go into Russia because Russia's pretty, and we'll just flop around and do our thing. But we don't have to worry about, like, the horrible human rights shit that's happening around it. Like, why is that okay?
Apparently he thinks that people aren't supposed to get involved or, you know, just let it be about the athleticism. But it's kind of hard to ignore, you know what I mean, when a country has a policy against a certain group of people that's oppressive, matter to the fact that they're jailing people for holding hands or, you know, shit like that. You know, it's not cool. And, you know, Obama's trying to send that message.
I see if it was Mike, not only would he send that message, but you'd also have them perform in his religion, him and Lou's religion, and that would really ignite the Russian crowds.
He would do it while singing the national anthem, I believe.
Exactly.
You know, in between verses, he's filleting someone. You know, it's just, that's just how he rolls.
Lou, are you still with us?
No.
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to get back. No, I just wanted to add that the economic ramifications of having an Olympics in your town. So, like, you know, the government spends like $1 billion on building something, and no one locally sees any of that money. Just like, you know, when they built Yankee Stadium and stuff. You know. it just shows that if you put that money into the community, you actually get something out of it as opposed to just, around building.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, and I kind of want to relate that. Are you not supporting, if the government has oppressive domestic policies when it comes to its own citizens, and you put the Olympics in there and feed the government this enormous amount of money that they're getting from the Olympics being held there, not necessarily the community that it's being held in, but the government is the one receiving the money, are you not financially supporting their
if you just go in just blindly and don't, comment on the situation or try to make people aware of the situation, then yes, by you're basically supporting the way they do things and just turning a blind eye to it, and that's not the way you're supposed to do it, obviously.
Right. It's basically condoning that behavior or that policy. And it's instead of keeping his big fat Italian mouth shut, he had to go blabbing about some stupid shit and making his country look even dumber than what it is.
Yeah, they're a little beset by scandal at the moment.
Too much. To the point, isn't one of them cheating on his girlfriend? I mean, he's not married, so. Or is that the friend?
They just threw the book at the former prime minister for all sorts of crazy shit. Like this dude he was either the former prime minister or a top member of parliament or Italian parliament. I'm not entirely sure, but it's Silvio Berlusconi. This is the guy who was fucking the 17-year-old. This is the guy who was giving money to his pals through the government. He's a gem. He's a peach of a human.
Sounds like it.
So, now what would the ramifications be of saying, as the Olympic Committee, we're not going to hold our games in a country that doesn't meet these standards, these particular standards, and one of those standards being, non-obvious oppression of the citizens, because at this point you can't have the Olympics in America, which we'll get to.
And non-financial burden on the people around you. Making things worse.
Right.
Maybe we should reuse edifices that are already up, giant stadium. Sorry, you're going to have to build a new stadium.
But what would the ramifications of that? I mean, would if they say, okay, we're not going to hold our, and not singling out any particular country necessarily, just saying here are the standards for what an Olympic country needs to be. This is what you have to accommodate. If you can't do that, then we're not going to hold it in your country. That's not even saying that they can't compete in the games.
Right. But, yeah, it seems like I don't know why this isn't brought up when all these cities, enter their bids and go through all this, to try to get the Olympics in their city. But the Olympics announcements are, usually 10, 15 years in advance. So it seems strange that, you have plenty of time to prepare and, like you said, have a committee and say, okay, you have to be just...
That also seems like more than enough time for a country to not exist anymore, either.
That's true. Especially in that area.
There's it's kind of like do we kind of, put a spotlight on these social issues, or do we just, normally ignore it like everybody else?
Well, I think the problem with this, and it's the problem with a lot of, I think it's actually the problem with just about every aspect of society in general, is the need for everything to be comfortable for everyone. The Olympics is such a long-standing tradition, and let us not pretend that the Olympics is anything more than a fucking tradition, because that's all it is. There's nothing, we've discussed this. There's no
There's no wars that are settled by this. There's no conflicts that are resolved by this. There's no better will between countries because of this. It's not like, you know, strained relations between China, if they whoop our asses in the Olympics, are going to be any less fucking strained. This is nothing more than an ages-old tradition. Is it not? See, and I can't even remember where the fuck I was going with this. What the hell were we talking about?
The Olympics and the tradition, you know.
Yeah, but
I don't know where you were going to go with that. I mean,
oh, comfort, right? I was talking about comfort. The point is that these people have been relying on the Olympics as a form of business, and that's how they do business. That's their business. And they don't want to step outside of the bounds of the way they've been doing business for years just because of some paltry thing like a fucking human rights issue. They don't want to do that.
Right.
Which is,
it's not comfortable for them to actually stand up and say, okay, we need to put some measures in place so that we don't wind up in a country that's got too much political controversy.
Well, but see, but going back to what I was saying about how long the process takes, you know, is it possible that the gay rights issue wasn't as prevalent whenever this bid was put, I don't know if it was 8 years ago or 20 years ago or whatever, but maybe that wasn't such a high priority issue. Maybe it was more of an issue of, okay, do we have this in place and this in place, and now that the gay rights issue is such a more of a mainstream issue, now it's getting more attention than it did back when this process was begun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, how can you run such a you know, what's considered a successful business, and the only reason we measure the Olympics as a successful business is because it's been running for so long. But how do you measure that it being a successful business against the fact that they have no contingency plan in place for something like that, for political instability? That's not something you can predict.
No.
No, not at all. I mean, because countries' social issues change and people's perspectives change.
I mean, when they had the Olympics in South Korea, I mean, that's not like, there's no guarantee tomorrow there's going to be a South Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And China is no peach, and when it comes to social issues either, we held them there. You know, so whatever.
And why, you know, holding, I think holding the Olympics in America is especially dangerous. Because they're, I mean, at any moment now, the British are threatening to come back and take us back over. I mean, that's going to happen.
Not over
my dead
body.
We're going to
become
a British colony. No, that's
almost willing. The British.
I, for one, would welcome our British overlords.
No.
No, I would.
Our elderly women.
I mean, they're you know, I still have beef with them. My ancestors are still pissed at them for the whole Protestant Catholic thing. But I say, I mean, British politics just seems so much more awesome than American politics. They wear wigs.
They wear wigs.
You know, they wear wigs in court. You know, their parliament is really funny to watch.
Fabulous.
Yeah, they're just yelling across. Yeah, the president.
They're just yelling.
Like,
yeah, like there's an aisle that they yell at each other across. I think at one point, like, everybody, you know that whole Keystone Cops thing where, like, when the cops are running, they go, hup, 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 like
right.
that? Like,
yes.
I'm pretty sure they do that all the time when somebody makes a point.
Harum,
grumble, grumble, grumble. Rabble, 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 rabble. That's what they do. That's what they say.
You'd welcome that? Maybe Canada
yes.
would actually get some shit
Hell
done yes. if they behave like British Parliament. You know what I mean?
It's an entertainment.
We'd know shit would get approved and done, and we wouldn't have government shutdowns and bullshit like that.
I would just be amused. Every time they're on TV talking about things, I would be amused. I mean, I would just their voices are pleasing to me.
You would just
see,
sit there and watch C-SPAN all day?
You're right.
Yeah.
C-SPAN would be actually watchable.
I mean, it'd put me to sleep. I mean, that droning British fucking accent would definitely put me to sleep, but I'd be pleased. It'd be like watching Bob Ross paint. I'd be pleased and sleepy.
Oh, there you go. fall asleep to it. Yeah, that's nice. I can sleep at night. My government
that's nice. Too. They just decided to drop California into the ocean.
Oh.
I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah. It'd be like Ambien for you. Oh, my goodness.
It would.
I'm looking at the coverage about the NSA speech that Obama had this week.
Oh, how'd that go?
Real quick before we go into that, I want you guys to, if any of you have access, whether illicitly or otherwise, to shows that are on HBO, you guys should fucking watch True Detective. The first episode was on last week. It's fucking incredible. So
it really looks good.
Unbelievably good.
Really? I'm a fellow with that. It looks good.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think a show that stars Matthew McConaughey and fucking Woody Harrelson would be a joke. No, Matthew McConaughey is fucking great.
Wow.
His entire career was made for this role. He's so, I didn't even know he could act like that.
Huh. Interesting. Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Watch that.
It's good. It's really fucking good. It's really good.
So, yeah, what did Obama say? I wanted to hear, but I kind of tuned out.
Basically, he had a speech this week about...
he was addressing all of the problems with NSA and the rumors and the oversight that it doesn't seem to have. That's why he gave the speech, I'm assuming.
Right, to say that there's going to be all these things that he's going to put in place. In regards to the NSA and the bulk metadata collection and all that stuff that basically Edward Snowden shed a light and brought it to our national conversation. Now, a lot of it basically didn't address, the major concerns. He says, no one's listening to your phone calls. No one is collecting this stuff. It's metadata. It doesn't, it's not your emails. It's not your texts or your tweets or anything like that. It's just phone numbers.
So what exactly is the definition of metadata then?
I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out. You know what I mean? It's like basically the bulk collection of times and where the call originated and what number was, the conversation. Who, basically the phone numbers, say for instance you call Lou, it won't be capturing your phone conversation, but it'll be your phone numbers that are captured in the length of your calls and stuff. And then also,
which is still pretty invasive as far as I'm concerned.
Right. A lot of people are saying, that's a good start. I'm glad that we are addressing this issue, but it still is not. And, covering what the major concerns of American people are. Are you spying on us, basically?
Right.
And what... also, he said that, for foreign people abroad, protections and privacy for foreign people when it comes to the collection of that stuff, as well as, they're going to put a panel to examine the FISA courts and their decisions, as well as, you would have to get a search warrant in order to get the metadata from telecom places. And also, when they are collecting the metadata, instead of three hops out, meaning three numbers removed, they can only go as far as two numbers removed, if that makes any sense. And it's just like, okay, Obama, yes, I'm glad that you're addressing this, but what about your drones program? You know what I mean? What are we doing about that?
Also, it's a bit late, though. We're talking about, going on a year or at least 6-plus months. That should have been talked about years ago. Months ago.
I mean, I'm glad he had the conversation, but it really didn't do much.
Well, it wasn't a conversation, though, was it?
I mean, and a lot of
it... Another reason why I have a major loathing for American politics is because we don't have access to our politicians.
We can't sit down and have a conversation with them. People
could
speak their mind about it. Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't address the FBI issues, as well as detainees at Guantanamo Bay. I mean, he's talking about wanting more transparencies, but all that, I mean, there's so much he can do in an executive order. A lot of this stuff is contingent on Congress, you know, to vote in and decide, and you know how useful they are.
Right.
And, you know, so it's basically kind of like nice try and making us try and feel better, but you really didn't do much in regards to that, is what majority of the critics are saying. Yeah. Good start, but
well,
didn't go
I mean,
far
it's not. It's not a good start. I mean, the what's really upsetting to me, besides the fact that you know the NSA is really getting deeper and deeper into spying on the citizenry, is, I mean, it kind of ties into the, did you guys hear about the net neutrality being struck down in Congress?
Yeah.
Lou, Mick, still there?
No, I didn't hear it.
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, I mean, net neutrality is the ability, it's basically there's a bill saying that the internet is kind of free reign and that it can't be monetized, it can't be commercialized in the sense that your internet service provider shouldn't have any control over what you can and can't see on the internet.
Right. Okay.
You know, whatever you decide to use the internet for is your business. Meaning that you can use it to stream movies on Netflix, you can use it for business, you can use it to jerk off to porn or whatever. But that was just struck down in Congress, which means that now companies have the ability, companies like Time Warner, Cablevision, Verizon Fios, and just about, I mean, these are not companies that are known for their generous and consumer-friendly business practices. These are companies that are well known for trying their damnedest to fuck over the customer, especially like Time Warner.
Yeah.
Cox.
You know, so what this is saying now is that the ability of these companies, they now have the ability, if they decide to try to bottleneck your bandwidth and try to charge you more for doing things like streaming Netflix, charge you more for playing, you know, your Xbox or PlayStation or whatever and playing games on it. They also have the right to say, if you want to go visit Google through our service, you have to pay an extra dollar or whatever.
Wow.
No,
yeah,
thank
I know that
you.
Was getting fought for years, but did that pass and everything?
Well, they just struck down the bill saying that the net was neutral. Net neutrality doesn't exist at the moment.
Oh, fucking Congress. First voter rights, now this. What next?
And that's a really fucking big thing. Like, people, I don't think people understand just we've enjoyed a lot of freedom on the internet for the last 15, 20 years. I mean, pretty much since the start of things like America Online that gave you a portal to other places, you know, and America Online went out of business because they tried to kind of put a stranglehold on what you could and couldn't see on the internet. You know, that was their entire fucking goal. But you know, America Online isn't shit anymore because of that. However, your ability to pretty much do whatever you want as long as you have an internet connection is in very dire jeopardy.
Wow.
You know, we let's face it, like, the modern home is completely fucking wired.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're just looking for ways to squeeze more money. I mean, just like cable, you know, you can't pick and choose what channels you want. It all comes in a package, you know what I mean?
Right.
Whether you want it or not, you got 12 Telemundo channels and you don't speak a lick of Spanish.
Exactly.
What I mean?
That is exactly what they're trying to do to the internet, is to... It's almost like a channel package, you know, to say what you can and can't do. Well, if you want to play video games and watch Netflix, you can't browse the internet. Or if you want to, you know, browse the internet and play video games, you can't have a streaming service. That's what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be that kind of bullshit business practice was reserved for somebody like Ticketmaster. But it's
right.
Everywhere now.
Yeah.
Right.
Because American people are soft, pudgy, pliable, easily led sheep. That,
well, they're also ignorant of that. I told Andrew and Mark in Connecticut about that. You know, years ago, and they had no idea that it even existed. That was something that they wanted to do about the internet.
About the net neutrality?
That, you know, they're pretty smart guys who know about tech and stuff. People just don't know that businesses are trying to do that and control them.
I mean, yeah, it just goes all to show that, you know, as much as we value our freedoms and things of that nature, that someone is trying to monopolize on that or capitalize on it. That
yes, someone is trying to capitalize on what we consider to be freedoms.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
To make money off of it.
And I honestly think that out of just about all of the freedoms that we hold dear, that one of the most important and to the, not only the future of America, but really the future of people throughout the world, is the internet and the way that we use it to communicate with each other. I mean, the fact that wars and what's happening on the ground in wars can be communicated to us, the layman, through things like, you know, Iraqis using Twitter now.
Right.
I mean, that's fucking fantastic.
Right.
We need that.
Because we can't, you know, we can't just rely on the 24-hour news networks and what they're feeding us, because you know they're just feeding us stuff based on capital, you know, monotonization too as well.
Yeah.
So when the news is coming to you from various sources that have no particular game but just to give you this information, it's kind of detrimental to their cause.
Right.
You know what I mean? It puts a monkey wrench in it. It's like, oh, we're not the only one bringing news now. You know, some jackass on Twitter with a camera phone is, you know, live tweeting what's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all of us at this point are, you know, amateur investigative reporters. We could be, or potentially at one point in time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think it's great. I do. I really do. And they're trying
to get
that
way. Well, I mean, that's why I love the internet so much, is because it puts the power of information back in the hands of the people who need it, which are us.
Yes.
You know, it gives us the ability to see what's going on in circumstances, and it's being told to us by people just like us. Our counterparts in Iraq are the ones who are using Twitter to show what the fuck is happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're getting it from a source that we understand on a lot of levels. It's somebody who knows how to use the internet and can. It's horrible that's trying to be limited. But I guess it's really damaging to an oppressive regime to have that kind of information so easily available.
Yes.
That's true.
I mean, that's what the issue is with China. You know, if you go on Chinese internet, you know, you can only go to certain websites without the government, you know, putting proxy server blocks on it, you know what I mean? Certain places on Google, they won't let you allow you to surf if you're on the internet in China, which is upsetting, but it seems like they're trying to do that here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, it's the Chinese, so who gives a fuck, right?
Well, true. True.
Now.
Yes.
That's how it starts.
I'm just, you know, I don't want to get paranoid white person on you, but, you know, it's been going on for a while, you know, the way they chip away at our rights little by little. You know, they do.
That's not paranoid white person. That's just plain common sense. That's just perception.
Yes, but I don't want to get into the realm of crazy theorists that usually are lonely white people in their basements.
I don't know. You know, some of the some of the craziest conspiracy theories I've heard lately are from black people. They really believe that, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, and you know, the government is actually sponsoring crack deals as we speak. You know, like not in the fact